All right. It's great to be here. Good to see everybody. Look forward to the challenge of playing the 49ers, heck of a football team. These teams, the last two teams standing here, we're honored to be one of them. So with that, time's yours here.
Hey, Coach, over to your right.
Yep.
You've been around pro football for so long. The business of the game just continues to grow, the hoopla around it. What have you made, and what would you think back from your early days of coaching of what the NFL was then and the behemoth that it's become now?
Yeah, it's great for the league, for the players, coaches, for you guys. Everybody profits from it. From a monetary standpoint, it's fun to watch the growth of the game, the different changes that have taken place there. Grateful for the foundation that the guys before us laid for us, and it's different. I mean, it's definitely different. When I got into it, there weren't cell phones, and now look at us, right? So the technology, not only with you folks, but also within the game, has been increased, and it allows you to be even more detailed as a coach, which presents you and the fans better offenses and defense, a little bit more out of the box, sophisticated type offenses and defenses. So it's unlimited that way, and it'll continue. It's going to keep growing. The longer we're in this, it's become not just a game in America, but a game throughout the world now. So tribute to Roger Goodell and all his efforts that he's put forward to make this a progressive, this game progressive and international.
Coach Reed, over here to your left, Evan Walker with WXCI. Coach, the 49ers are one of the few teams to regularly employ a fullback in their offense. You've been around this game for a long time. Why do you think we've seen a decline in teams regularly employing fullbacks, and what are some of the unique challenges that presents?
Yeah, so this is actually the first year that we haven't, since I've coached, that I haven't had a fullback. And I just had a tight end that could kind of fill that role, and that's what people are doing now. So things are so spread out that people have gone away from the traditional fullback, although they do a great job with it, and they're the number one offense, so they're doing something right with him. He's a heck of a player. But what you see with him is he can play the tight end position. He can play wide receiver position. They move him all over the place. And his flexibility within the offense makes it valuable position for them.
Hello, Coach. Good morning. Federico Olvera. Dame Bola from Radio 13, Mexico City.
Yes.
Coach, what's your strategy to arrive good, in a good shape in January in the playoffs? What are those things you do and you say to your players to execute well on the game and mostly in the Super Bowls?
Yeah, so there's a lot of hoopla that goes on with the game, and everybody patting you on the back and all of that's great. But you've still got to practice. So when we come out here, we practice, and we go over to the field every day, make sure we get our work done, take care of your diet. The players do that, and rest becomes important. So you try to keep them in a routine the best way you possibly can with the different events that they have, they're obligated to.
Andy, a couple things. Kadarius Toney, what are his chances of playing on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. He's been practicing, and we'll just see whether he's up or not. Yep.
And what about Jerick McKinnon as well?
Jerick is not practicing. I tell you, it's slim for him to be out there.
Coach Reed, last year I got to interview you, and I asked you if you considered your Kansas City Chiefs in a dynasty. You told me that it was not in you to define them like that. Given the circumstances and seeing you back here again, I have to ask, has your answer changed? Are you the new dynasty?
Yeah, so I think the best answer I can give you is when you're in the mix of things like we are, you don't really look at that. you're so focused in on the next game. And I think if you make that your focus, you're probably going to have a problem and get knocked off whatever pedestal people think you're on. And so this game, there's too much parity in this game to take your energy and put it in that direction. So we're focusing on this game here against a great football team, and it's going to take all our energy to do well against them. Yeah.
Nate. Oh, sorry. Hi, Andy.
Nate.
What would you like to see from Joe Tooney to make him possible to play Sunday? And as a veteran coach, how hard is it to know a guy's an all-pro and is trying to be out there, but you have to maybe make the difficult decision to not play him in the biggest game of the season?
Yeah, Nate, it's strength and making sure that he's in a position that he doesn't get hurt worse than what he's got. And so that's what we look at.
Do you anticipate he's going to try to practice this week?
We'll see. I think it's a long shot, yeah.
Coach Reed, 11 Sports, The Zone, the American football community in Belgium. You have coached in a lot of Super Bowls. You won Super Bowls. You lost Super Bowls. Which of the Super Bowls you won gave you the most satisfaction? And which of the Super Bowls you lost stuck with you the longest?
Yeah, that's a good question, because the ones you lose stick with you, and the ones you win stick with you, so they're in a good way. But I tell you, always the first one that you win is something special. Not that the other one wasn't, but and then the losses, you try to learn from them the best you can. And I can remember about every play from each one of those. So, yeah.
Coach Reed, Jake Bodine with God Behind Bars.
Yep.
I, as a father of five myself, and you being a father of five, how do you balance football and family?
Yeah, so I'd probably add faith in there too, because that helps along that trail, obviously. So I think it's important that you spend time with your family. I've got 12 grandkids and one on the way, and so it's important that we divide our time up. I'm blessed to have a great wife that likes to travel and go see all the grandkids, and she has a little bit more freedom to do that. But if I'm not doing that, then if I'm not doing football or family, I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm not a golfer. I don't go fishing and all that stuff. So it's either family or football or church. So, yeah.
Coach, year over year, you have two new tackles. Just as you look back at the year, how have you seen them develop and confidence level of them slowing down Bosa and company?
Yeah, so we had those inside three that were kind of the nucleus of it, and then we were able to welcome in two new tackles, and things started off relatively slow just because of the expectation level coming into a team that had been winning, but they've worked their tail off, and they also came from winning programs, so they worked their tail off to fit into the scheme and have done a nice job with that, so I've been happy with their progress.
Hi, Andy. We talk a lot about the various player matchups, but I wanted to ask you, how about the coaching matchup? Like yourself, Kyle's considered one of the tops in the profession. What's it like going up against him?
Yeah, it's an honor to be able to go against him. I think he is one of the top coaches in the National Football League, obviously. This isn't just a one-year thing for him. He's been doing this now for a while, so I have a ton of respect for him. He is a great offensive mind, but he's also very sharp from a defensive standpoint and special teams, which makes him a great head football coach, and ton of respect for him. Look forward to the challenge of being able to do that on Sunday.
Andy, Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post. You only have two of your defensive starters from the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl. You guys have remade your defense. It's pretty easy for teams to stick with winning guys. What prompted you guys to make over the defense so much in these last 4 or 5 years, and how have you been able to do that while still winning at the elite level?
Yeah, I would tell you age was some of the factor in this world of the NFL and free agency. Things change. Brett Veach has done a nice job of bringing an influx of young guys into the program. Those young guys, a bunch of them were in that secondary, and they've gotten better here with time. So we took some bumps and bruises early last year, but they've gotten better. They got better towards the end of last year, and then they just picked up on it and have done a nice job working into this year. But I would tell you, Brett, the job that Brett does between free agency and the draft is second to none. I mean, he does a great job with all that.
Coach, over here.
Good, gotcha.
Can you talk about just how positive Clyde's attitude has been? He spoke earlier on this season about, you know, the surprise of not being able to play in last year's game. But talk about his attitude this year.
Yeah, Clyde's been great. He brings a lot of energy to that, not only that group, but to the team. And in return, he's had a tremendous year this year. So, and he and Pacheco have a good relationship, as all the running backs do, but those two have a special relationship. And as coaches, we don't care who's in or who's out. They interchange with each other, and both have, they're both strong on the pass game and the run game. So, yeah.
Coach, right here.
Yep.
Gotcha. Question from Germany.
Yes.
As you said before, times have changed a lot. The internet, mobile phones. What do you say about the conspiracies that have popped up concerning Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, like some kind of Republican conspiracies that you guys made it into the Super Bowl to actually secretly re-elect or help re-elect President Biden?
That's way out of my league. Very similar to me speaking German. I appreciate the question. She's been great. We had a nice visit with President Biden. That's about as far as I can go last year, yeah, with that.
Andy, over here.
Nope, I'm lost all the way over. Gotcha, Jeff.
This game features two of the better offensive play callers in the NFL, but to do that during the course of a game, does it have to take away or does it from game management?
I guess it can. We haven't had problems with that. We have good communication. We all have headsets on, so we can, and we have an opportunity to see things. So I think we're okay there. I trust Matt Nagy with doing things. If I have to watch the game, he's taking care of business, doing his thing. I'm sure Kyle would probably tell you the same thing. So we're there, and I think it works out okay, yeah.
Hey, Andy, over here.
Okay, there we go.
So the answer, you know, if you can't say the third and 15 play, when you think back to the Super Bowl win over the 49ers, is there a moment or another play from that game that just kind of will pop to mind?
I'd tell you that was probably a big one right there. There were several plays within there to where we were able to come back in the game. They got after us pretty good the first half and into that third quarter, but I would tell you that that would probably be the biggest play that stands out, though. Yeah.
Three more guys. Coach, right here, Gilberto Obregón, CBS Las Vegas.
Okay.
With the win on Sunday, you get the chance to join a short list, Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, of coaches to win more than three Super Bowls. Have you thought about that?
I haven't, no. But I appreciate you asking. I that's not where I go with all that. Yeah, yeah.
Do you use that as motivation or?
No. I'm in. We're trying to teach about the 49ers, and you take yourself out of it. You take all that stuff out. This is a team sport, so you focus right in on that group. I will tell you, though, we've enjoyed Las Vegas and the hospitality from your people in the city here. Yeah.
Andy, E.J. Smith with the Philadelphia Inquirer. When you think of that 2-4 stretch you guys went through in the regular season, particularly the struggles Marquez had in some of those games, I guess what does it take from a team to overcome that and a player to overcome something like that?
Yeah, MVS has done a real nice job with that. He had a couple big drops early in the season. He just kept working, and he's mentally tough. He's smart. He understands the offense, so he just pounded through it, and it worked out, and the quarterback maintained confidence in him and has kept using him throughout. So, yeah.
Last question right here. Matt Wolf, Florida National News. You said that you're going to be coaching for the foreseeable future. Is there a rule change or something that you would like to, that you could change that would make it easier for you mentally and physically moving forward?
No, I mean, not right here. There isn't. But no, there's not, yeah. All right, good. Thank you.